A coalition of immigrant rights advocates organized caravans from the greater Los Angeles area to California City in Kern County, urging officials to reject CoreCivic's business license and site review applications. They argued the city's approval of the business license violates its own municipal code and should be overturned.
Today's a big day. Today's a really big day.
That was Michelle Dunker of No Concentration Camps, California. She says 80 people traveled to California City to rally ahead of today's hearing.
To express our dismay and the culmination of that fight to now.
The site in question is operated by CoreCivic and is one of 8 ICE detention centers in California. CoreCivic signed its contract for the California City Detention Center in 2025. But in June of this year, an appeal was filed by Jahan Lanier, a managing attorney with the Immigrant Legal Resource Center and spokesperson with Dignity Not Detention, a coalition challenging the city's approval of CoreCivic's business license.
That is correct. Our organization filed these appeals of 2 California City approvals of applications that the private prison corporation CoreCivic submitted.
She argues that the property is not zoned for an immigration detention facility and says CoreCivic should have been required to obtain a conditional use permit before opening.
Instead, they applied for a business license and a site plan review minor, which are sort of like, you know, I'm going to open a restaurant. I want a business license, or I'm not going to. Yeah, something very minor. And this allowed them to bypass a lot of the scrutiny and also just public transparency that would be required under California City's own rules for a project of this magnitude.
The city manager may allow CoreCivic's business license to stand. However, Dignity Not Detention argues the approval should be overturned.
We're just trying to make sure the city is aware of all of its mandatory duties to enforce its own code. And that's why we brought these appeals.
Speaking at today's hearing in front of Sean Grayson, the hearing officer and city manager, Grizel Ruiz, the senior managing attorney with ILRC, said the appeal is about more than zoning, arguing that detention centers have broader impacts on the surrounding community, pointing to Kern County's large Latino population, which, according to the latest census, stands at 56%.
This detention center also exposes nearby immigrant communities to higher risk of arrest and detention. A facility a third of the size would make residents near California City over 6 times more likely to be detained by ICE.
Ruiz also pointed to concerns over alleged medical neglect and conditions inside the privately operated immigration detention facilities.
They found delays in critical surgeries, people going without important medication, and requests for medical care that were entirely ignored. Separately, a federal lawsuit was filed where a federal district court judge ordered an independent monitor to monitor medical care, access to attorneys, and temperature-appropriate clothing because the federal court had found that conditions were so bad. Medical neglect also included people suffering from an untreated foot ulcer that risked amputation, a life-threatening congenital heart condition that would lead to sudden cardiac arrest. And these are just a few examples that came from that specific case.
CoreCivic, which has faced hundreds of lawsuits over conditions at some of its facilities, disputed the coalition's claims during today's hearing.
My name is Dan Struck. I represent CoreCivic. I also, just so you know, CoreCivic is defending a lawsuit that has been brought by the same organization that is issuing the appeal. All of these issues are before the federal court, and they're being disputed by CoreCivic.
CoreCivic argued that the site has long been approved for correctional use. Company representatives said the facility was originally proposed in the late 1990s, and the site had previously been leased to the California Department of Corrections. But CoreCivic told the hearing officer it secured an ICE contract in 2025 and applied for a new business license shortly afterward, although it wasn't approved until February 2026. CoreCivic continued its detention operations, but argued that its existing land use approvals remained valid.
I did want to point out that there has never been any ambiguity as to the use of this facility. The city allowed CoreCivic to use this facility as an immigration detention facility for several years.
CoreCivic asked the city manager to deny the appeal. Dignity, Not Detention, responded by defending its legal standing and reiterating its arguments that the city's approval violated local law. City Manager Sean Grayson did not make an immediate decision.
I'm going to take this under submission, and I will release a written response with my findings. It'll come within the next 10 business days, although I anticipate it'll be less time than that.
But the appeal to the city manager could soon become moot, as CoreCivic has just announced plans to sell two of its California detention centers directly to the Department of Homeland Security, a move that could change the legal landscape surrounding the case and the future of immigration detention in California. To learn more about the sale and what it could mean, we spoke with CalMatters border and immigration reporter Wendy Fry, who broke the story.
Yes, so that is true that Monday, CoreCivic announced this huge sale of the two largest immigration detention facilities in California to the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, the deal worth about $1.5 billion, according to CoreCivic. They estimate that they will get net proceeds of approximately $1.1 billion from that, from selling the Otay Mesa Detention Center in San Diego and the California City Detention Facility in Kern County.
Fry says when she asked the Department of Homeland Security to explain the purchase, the agency pointed to California's sanctuary policies, arguing they have hindered federal immigration enforcement efforts.
And so the Department of Homeland Security said, we asked why. Why did you purchase these properties? This is a huge amount of money. What are you looking to accomplish here? And what they said back to us is, unlike in states like Florida and Oklahoma, ICE cannot rely on local, state, and county partners for detention space in California. The state sanctuary politicians continue to push legislation to outlaw or make private prisons financially infeasible. Now, with federal ownership of these detention centers, which are crucial to the ICE's detention network on the West Coast, ICE retains the detention capacity needed to arrest, detain, and remove, and they're using their words, of course, here. This is not the way I describe people, but they're using the words illegal aliens in their quote. So I think it's very important to see that their reasoning for doing this, right, is they want to circumvent the local, state, and county regulations that have been put into place to put oversight over ICE.
Fry said the move is unprecedented, but she notes it comes after Congress approved a budget reconciliation package that dramatically increased funding for immigration enforcement, leaving the Department of Homeland Security with an equally unprecedented amount of money to expand detention capacity. She says the deal also contains concerning language that may serve another one of President Trump's agendas.
One very interesting thing about the purchase agreement that I was reviewing earlier this morning is it references a law aimed at giving DHS the power and authority to detain what they describe as terrorists. So not even specifically focused on immigration, but possibly, expanding that beyond, people who protest ICE have been described as terrorists by this administration. So we are in an unprecedented era, and I've never seen anything like this in all the years covering immigration.
Groups challenging CoreCivic's California City facility are questioning the timing of the sale, as they are still contesting the company's business license. They fear transferring ownership to the federal government could further limit state oversight. The concern comes as California Attorney General Rob Bonta continues investigating conditions inside the state's eight detention facilities, describing them as, quote, cruel, inhumane, and unacceptable. Michelle Dunker with No Concentration Camps California says today's caravan was about more than just one hearing.
Today has been a huge escalation, and in terms of how the federal government is engaging with our state and local law. This is their way of saying it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that you want to have inspections, that you do not want to have people living in inhumane conditions. You do not want to have concentration camps. Your state's purview and your vote is of no value. And if you want to protect democracy in our country, these are the moments where your voice, your ability to educate and get involved in the fight matters more than ever before.
While the city manager considers the appeal, a separate planning commission meeting is also underway to examine whether CoreCivic's operation comply with the city's municipal code. Advocates argue that if the federal government takes ownership of the facility, it could further complicate or limit local oversight. For KPFA News, I'm Lauren Schmidt.